You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020.
Hi, I'm Yo-Yo, and I'm a new sophomore. Today's date is Saturday, February the 8th, 2020, and today I'm listening to Yuhan's story. So, Yuhan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Yuhan. I'm Yuhan Wu. I'm a senior and I come from Jinhua, China.
Okay, so now I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions really quick. As a senior at St. Andrews, how would you manage your time, your last few months before you graduate?
Honestly, I thought the senior spring, like the second semester, would be easier. But then I just had a lot of work recently, so I think I'm still going to focus on getting my work done. And also their student choreographic showcase, and then all the dance showcases that I will be participating in. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to spend a lot of time dancing too. Also, I'm working on my last project for art major. Oh. And I was just working on it before I came here. And I have to work on that too. I think there's so many things I have to work on, but then all of them are pretty interesting. I think it'll be fun.
So there's no senior slide for you?
The college counselors told us not to try it.
Okay. All right. So this is your fourth year at St. Andrews, right?
My third year.
Your third year.
I was a new sophomore.
Oh, you're a new sophomore. Great. So do you remember your first flight coming to the States from home when you were a new sophomore, and what were you thinking, and did you observe anything emotional or distinctive during or after the journey?
I actually came to the States 5 years ago for middle school, for 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And I don't quite remember. I was 13 years old and I flew to Washington DC Dallas Airport. I just remember I got really sick on a plane, and then the person, like the girl next to me, was a graduate at Johns Hopkins University. Mm-hmm. And then she just took care of me, and I did not speak any English back then. I was really, really bad at English. So when I was passing the customs, the officer said to me, "Why are you here if you don't speak English?" And I still remember that moment. But yeah, that was my experience. Because I was too little to understand anything. I was not even scared. I was just like, oh, I'm going to my new school.
Right.
Yeah, but then if you ask me to do that again right now, I don't think I'll be able to do it. Like, I wouldn't have the courage to do it again. Because I know, like, it was just kind of...
It was really hard
for you. It was.
And there were no parents or any adults with you back then?
My parents, they had friends in Virginia. Mm-hmm. But then... I was in a boarding school, so I just went to the boarding school and then stayed with my friends. There were a lot of Chinese students back in my old school, and then we were on dorm together. So the first couple of days, they had to translate everything for me because I did not speak anything.
Right.
It was really hard. But then I think I just got used to it.
So what triggered you to come to the States? When you were, you know, at 13, such a young age, without any parents, in a boarding school.
Our family came to the States for Lunar New Year, like during winter break. The year before, like 3 months before I decided to apply to a middle school in the U.S. Mm-hmm. We went to visit UVA.
Oh.
And then it was... We stayed at my parents' friend's house in Virginia, and their son went there. Mm-hmm. So we visited, and my dad was just like, yes, you should go to a college like this. Like, yeah.
Did you revisit for your senior year?
I actually didn't apply.
You didn't apply?
Yeah.
But did you like it back then, UVA?
I did like it. I really liked the dining hall food. Yeah, it was so good. And then I just remember... We went to the library, and then there was this VR thingy, like the...
Oh, yeah, VR.
Yeah, and then we just sat in the library, and then my dad and I were just playing with the VR thing. And there were students building, like, it was during winter, so there were students building snowmen. And then a couple of students built a toilet. It was so good.
From the snow?
Yes. And then, I don't know, after we went back, my dad just said, do you want to think about this? Mm-hmm. And then we just never thought about it before.
So, never?
Never. So, I wasn't studying English. I was really, really good at Chinese. I thought I was I was going to study Chinese in university. And then, yeah, so it was like a sudden change. And then my mom just like, you're too young, like you shouldn't go.
Your mom didn't want you to come.
Yeah.
But your dad was like, yes, you should go.
Because my dad is a teacher. So he's just kind of like, you need to get this education.
So I'm just a little curious. Before you came here, mm-hmm. you said you were really interested in Chinese.
Yeah.
And then you didn't learn any English mm-hmm. at all. So how would you... know comprehend the classes when you first came here?
It was pain. Yeah, I was good at Chinese, and I went to public schools in China, mm-hmm. so I just had really, really limited English ability.
Did they have English classes at
yes
all?
We did, but
it was just limited.
Yeah, because it was like public schools, mm-hmm. not like international schools. Like I learned everything Chinese. And then after I came here, I took the ESL class, like English as Second Language.
I took that too.
Really?
When I first came.
Yeah.
When I first went to my boarding school in Connecticut too.
Where did you go?
Rumsey Hall School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a boarding school too. Mm-hmm. Junior boarding school, of course. Yeah, they made me learn ESL at first. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to because I thought my English was okay because I learned it since kindergarten. So I was like, Why am I still in ESL? ESL is for people who like haven't learned English enough, mm-hmm. you know? And I asked my teacher and then she's like, well, you still have a lot of things to improve, you know? And I was kind of mad at first, but then I just stayed for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the second year, I jumped out of ESL history. So I went to regular history, but still for language class, I'm not learning any third language. I'm just mm-hmm. learning English as my second language.
Yeah.
For 2 years. So mm-hmm. my last year at my middle school, my senior year, I started mm-hmm. to learn Spanish. So that's why I'm still in Spanish 1 right now, because I repeated Spanish 1 again.
I started French in my sophomore year too.
Yes.
Really? In the same class, yeah. Oh. So I'm in French 3.
Yeah, that's what am I going to be? Mm-hmm. Spanish 3 when I'm a senior.
Yeah. So I also took ESL and I don't really have that much memory of it because we had the quarter. No, we had trimesters.
Oh, trimesters. So yeah,
I only. Oh, really?
Us too.
Yeah. I only took 2 trimesters of ESL and then uh-huh. I switched to regular English, mm-hmm. I think. I don't quite remember. But yeah, I just remember like during a history debate, it was during the election. Mm-hmm. And I just remember I talked about, oh my God, I don't even remember his name. But then I did research on this man, this candidate. Mm-hmm. And then we had to talk about his political, like everything about like his plans for America, like and everything. And then after we talked about like our own person, mm-hmm. there was this Q&A session. Uh-huh. And then there was this classmate who asked me a question I did not understand. I was just like frozen. I didn't even know what to say. And I just said, like, can you say it again for like 3 times? But I still didn't understand. So I just like, yes. I just said, yes. I didn't even understand. I still don't know what he asked. But it was really so tough. Yeah.
But how long did it take you to really, you know, start to blend into the community and the classes?
I think it was after I studied really hard during summer.
Over summer?
Yes, yeah. After 8th grade, because I was taking TOEFL.
Oh, and then, me too.
Yes, my dad was like, if you get over 100 for your first try, mm-hmm. I'm going to take you to Europe and blah, blah, blah. Ooh. But this never happened. Like, I got over 100, but this never happened. Yeah.
Ask your dad, make it up. Make it up this summer.
I
was just going to ask you, what's your plans for this summer?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Europe?
Probably. I don't know. I have to ask my parents.
Yeah. What else?
My plans for summer?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to Vietnam to visit Mia. I'm going to stay with her.
So fun.
And yeah. And also, I'm really looking forward to meet her meeting her mom. Because mm-hmm. we're so similar. We have the same, like, we tell Mia the same things. And she's like, who's that, my mom? And I just feel like I'll get along with her. Uh-huh. And after Vietnam, I think I'm going to go to Japan and Korea.
Oh, my God.
Depends. Because there's going to be the Olympics. And it's going to be really crowded in Japan.
Olympics. Oh, but if you go in June, I think.
Yes, that's
it. It will be better. Yeah. Because everyone else is still studying. And then we are just in our vacation.
And I'm going to graduate, so I'm going to leave early.
Oh, yeah. Like, how many days early?
A week. Just a week, yeah.
Well, that's so enough.
Yeah. I have to talk to my parents. I haven't gotten my visas yet, so.
For Japan?
For anything. Yes, I only have U.S. visa.
It's fine. It will be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be fun. Yeah. So, you know, your college, you're ready to graduate.
Yes.
And then, but you still have a lot of projects going on. Mm-hmm. So, are you excited for that day? Graduation? Commencement?
Right now, yes. I've been wanting to graduate for a long time. It's not like I don't like St. Andrews. But I just like to be free. Like, mm-hmm. I want to have the freedom in college. I can do things the way I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it'll be really sad.
It will be really sad when that day hits.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too, because I don't have my big sister anymore. Oh. Oh my God. But it's fine, because you would come to Shanghai.
Yes.
And we can, like, see each other. Mm-hmm. So what's your plan after you graduate college? Do you have any plans right now? Like, well, first of all, are you going to stay in the States or are you going to go back to China?
I actually don't know. My dad uh-huh. doesn't want me to go back to China.
Uh-huh. But does he have any reasons?
He just feels like it wouldn't be a good environment for me. I wouldn't get used to the environment. But then he wants me to stay close to them. So he wants me to go to, like, Singapore, Korea, Japan, like, somewhere around there.
Just not China.
Yeah, I don't know. Or even Hong Kong. Like,
well, Hong Kong is close enough.
Yeah.
It would be very convenient.
Yeah.
But a lot of people go to Singapore, too. Yeah, it's so nice there. Oh, my gosh.
Really? Yeah.
The weather.
I've been there once when I was in fifth grade.
But you don't like, you like cold weather. Singapore is like warm.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Because I've been like the warm weather for too long. Like, I never saw snow until I came to I saw it once probably like in Jinhua when I grew up. Yeah, only once in my memory.
I think I saw twice the most.
Yeah.
Once when the snow was really big.
Yeah. I remember it. Only once. But yeah. It's okay, I guess. Yeah. Probably I'll get tired of cold weather after college.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I personally like Singapore a lot. Mm. After watching the movie Crazy...
Oh, Crazy Rich Asians.
You
liked it after that.
I mean, yeah, I've been there once with my mom and my friends when I was in fifth grade or fourth mm-hmm. grade. It was when I was really young. And then that city has a really great vibe. And they also have a lot of good colleges as well.
Yeah, it says
Singapore University or something.
Yeah, it's a really good college.
It's really good. Yeah. And also Hong Kong, they have a bunch of good colleges as well. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it's your choice. So, possibly you would either stay... Do you think you would stay in the States, though? And find a work? Find a job?
Yeah, that's my plan right now. If I... So, after college, after undergraduate, I'll probably try to find a job mm-hmm. in States. And then if I... I don't know. I'll probably want to go to a graduate school after I graduate uh-huh. from college, but I'm not sure. Right now, I just want to find a job, probably in the U.S. Uh-huh. That's my plan.
I mean, do you ever combine art and science?
That was actually in my college essay for a couple of schools, for example, Brown.
Oh, my God.
Because they have the open curriculum, like you can combine whatever you're interested.
Like the Harvard Art Center, like art physics or physics art center.
Harvard?
Never mind, keep going.
I actually don't know that much about Harvard.
No, it's where Dr. Moore is like currently right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so. Like my interviewer for Brown, he did physics and philosophy.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, you know, those wild combinations.
Yeah.
And then I just wrote about I want to do arts and like engineering.
Art and engineering.
I just think like a lot of people think like it's really weird for me to like math and arts.
I don't find them weird at all.
Really?
Because Dr. Moore is my new role model after SpongeBob. That's what I told everyone on the dorm yesterday.
Why SpongeBob?
I don't know. It's just my childhood. Well, I don't have a childhood because my childhood is about SpongeBob. We don't have a lot of TV shows. You know that, right?
I never watched TV when I was little, so I can't relate to any of the TV shows.
Except for SpongeBob for me. Yeah. So Dr. Moore is my new role model right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
I hope she can dance to the moon someday.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
So what about your essay about physics and art? Or engineering
and engineering and art. Cause I've been dancing for a long time. Like since I was 3 years old. But then I didn't have any memory for the first 6 years. So that didn't really count. But then I just did really, like, different genres of dance. I just realized, like, you can actually apply engineering to everything.
Really? Like, in your daily life?
Yeah. The things we're using right now, the recording devices, everything. It just engineering. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's really cool. So I just thought, like, it would be really cool to combine my interests. Like, if you create... Okay. Should I quote my essay? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Allowed, definitely. I just said, like, if you combine them, it can create, like, more fitting ballet shoes or, like, do more, like, lightings, like, you know, stage lights.
That's true. That's so true.
Yeah, it just can combine engineering with everything. So I just thought it was really cool, so I wrote about it.
So, talking about dancing, you started since 3 years old. Yes. Have you ever find it hard or have you ever wanted to quit?
I actually quit it a couple of times, like multiple times.
You still picked them up and kept going.
So I first learned Chinese dance.
Oh, like those traditional ones?
Yeah, traditional ones for 6 years. I do not have any memory of it, like zero memory
of it. Because you're too young.
Yeah, I was too little. And then according to my mom's narrative, she said, it's because you were like, you didn't want to go. You were like, oh, it hurts too much to stretch. Like, and then I just quit it. And then I regret it so much. I feel like I'll have been taller if I just kept going. You know,
really?
Like stretching makes you taller. I don't know if it's true, but that's what people say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I stopped for 2 years, a year and a half-ish. Uh-huh. And then I started learning Latin dance.
What?
Like... And also ballroom dancing, like everything.
Ballroom dancing, I like that.
Yeah. And I just did it for, I actually really, really liked it. Uh-huh. But then I was pretty bad at it at first. Like I just thought I had no talents in dancing. Mm-hmm. And also like one of my best friend learned Latin dance at the same place as I did. And then we went to a competition together.
Uh-huh.
And then she got the third place, but I got the 10th place. We only had, like, 11 people. And I was like, oh, my God, I cried so hard. And my mom was next to me. She's like, it's okay. And then, yeah, so I just kept going for about four years.
But you didn't quit after that competition.
I didn't quit. Uh-huh. I just felt really bad. I just, like, oh, I
are you guys still friends?
I don't talk to her anymore, but then we were still friends after that.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I was just disappointed at myself. I didn't blame her.
But you started, like, at a really young age, do you think? So I think you have that talent because, you know, you have those experiences and everything.
I think it's because I've had those experiences, so it's easier for me to pick up other dances.
True.
So, like, I'm doing kind of like hip-hop, not really hip-hop, like urban dance right now. But I've been only, like, I learned it for 2 months. But then I can pick it up pretty easily because I've had those experiences. So I just really, I thank myself for not quitting.
Thank your parents.
For forcing me to do that. Also, I just wish that they, like, pushed me harder on, like, learning piano.
Oh, piano. That's my nightmare. So I started piano when I was 3.
Really? How do you play? Like, no, you were this tiny.
No. Like, I started, like, touching piano since I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember exactly. So when I was in kindergarten, the only two things I learned, one is English, one is piano.
Mm-hmm.
My mom made me focus on those two things. I didn't learn. I did a little math, I guess. A little Chinese, not really. No history, no Spanish, no whatever. No dancing, because I don't have any balance at all, according to my mom. And I really don't. I focused on piano and English. Mm-hmm. And so you know how much I hate piano.
Oh my god, me too. I hate it.
Yeah, like every single child hates piano. That's a fact. I loved English.
Mm-hmm.
So English wasn't a problem for me. It's like fun. Like I go to those competitions. Mm-hmm. I win and I lose. It doesn't really matter. But piano, you have to sit there and then you have to like, you don't even talk to the piano. You just play it. You just touch it, right? And then I had this teacher. She's still my piano teacher.
Really?
Since 3-year-old.
Wait, you're still playing piano?
Yeah. But not. Because oh I came, God. I after I went to the junior boarding school in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
I kind of like stopped in between breaks. I only play it when I'm back in Shanghai and then during breaks.
Yeah.
Because here it's just hard. Like you have to focus on so many things else. But back then, when I was playing piano, I hated it. And I remember like once I argued with my piano teacher, like I never argue with her. But that time I said, I want to quit.
Oh.
Yeah, but my mom didn't let me. We almost got into a fight, but then she didn't let me. She said, you will regret the rest of your life if you quit. And that's true. Like, if I quit back then, which a lot of my classmates did.
Like I did.
Yeah, because, you know, grade 5, I was applying to a middle school in Shanghai.
Yeah.
So that period is like tough.
Yeah.
But then right after that period, I left and I came here. So it didn't really matter, but I don't know why did I do that. But then, it was a tough time because I still have to play piano. I still have to do my work.
Yeah.
And then do everything. But yeah, if I quit, I wouldn't, you know, find the... I wouldn't enjoy playing piano.
Yeah.
Because now I don't see it as a work. I see it as a way to release myself. So that's good. Same as dancing.
You're so lucky. I just quit it. And then last year I was taking music composition. I just felt so like strange that I had to play piano again.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty hard. Like I feel like piano is the kind of instrument that takes you a while to pick it up back up again. And then you have to need so much practice.
Because your fingers are just not moving.
Yeah. And also like oh my god, I hit the microphone. When I was little, I was like my hand was big for not big, but like my fingers are long.
Wide.
For a kid, like
oh really,
that finger,
and I just stopped growing.
Wait,
yeah.
So now you can still do a kiss.
I can just do octave, But then no, like my fingers are long compared to my palm. But then when I was little, everyone's hands were small.
But yours is big.
But mine was small too. But then they were big compared to my body. Right now, my body, like, it just stopped growing. My whole body just, no.
Don't give up. You know, you can test the age of your bones.
I think I was, my mom did that when I was little. When I was 12. When I was 10, 12. And then my bone was 13 when I was 12.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I think so.
I did mine once, like, 3 years ago because I twisted my ankle. Oh. My knee.
Yeah.
And then they did an x-ray and then the doctor was like, so I see, you know, maybe 3 or 4 centimeters. That's the maximum you can grow.
You can still grow?
I think I did grow for like another 2 centimeters, but that's
so lucky. Before last year, before 2019, I grew 1 centimeter each year.
Well, that's still good.
And after that, I just stopped. No, like right now, I just stopped at 158. I just stopped.
Well, try to get 160. Like hit 160 and you'll be fine. And so, you are fine. Like, but you're not short.
I feel like when I'm in States, I just feel like I'm so tiny. But then after I get back to my hometown, I just feel like I'm not that small anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Same as me. Like, here, I feel I'm fine. I mean, like, back home, I just feel like I'm fine. So,
yeah.
But here, like, I feel like I'm so short.
How are you short?
I'm still short compared to a lot of girls. Like, in my grade or even freshmen. You see those freshmen? Oh. They're super, like, they're huge.
They're so like, tall jealous. And skinny. And also last year we had the, like, you know, oh, you weren't here. But then we have this award, not award, but like we have the, during senior retro, they're going to give out like the shortest girl and the tallest girl in a grade.
What? They do that? Do they still do that?
Yeah, they still do that. But then they didn't give it to me. They gave it to Chloe.
Wait, Chloe is shorter than you?
I think we're on a similar height. Pretty similar.
Wait, I can see. Yeah, I can see she's kind of, she's like maybe this much shorter.
I don't even know if she's shorter than me. But I know last senior.
Maybe her hair is shorter. That's why it made her look shorter.
Probably. She asked me, she came and asked me like,
how tall are you?
Yeah, how tall are you? And then she asked me, are you taller than Chloe? And then I was like, I don't know.
If it didn't even compare, they just gave it to her?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was really glad I didn't get it because I don't want to be short. I just hate being short.
Do they have like awards or anything or just a title?
It's just a title. And then with
the
Parky.
The shortest girl.
Yeah, the shortest and the tallest. It's just kind of. Yeah.
Wait, the tallest is Parky?
Parky.
She is really tall.
She is tall.
Well, I thought it's Christine. Is Christine?
No, Parky's taller.
Parky's taller.
Parky's so tall. And her brother's taller.
Her brother?
Their whole family, when they're walking together, her mom's like about her height, and then her dad is just a giant. And then when they are all walking together, last time I bumped into them, I just felt like I was like in another world. Can't even see their face. It's just so sad.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much, Yuhan, and I hope you have a really great weekend.
Oh, you too.